Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Update on that Amber Alert thing. I guess they've been found.
Oh, good.
So that's good. The family has been found unharmed, and the suspected kidnapper arrested.
This is good news.
The website I got it from had not updated yet with that information, but according to our texts, it looks like KSTP TV Channel 5, they are reporting that it has been fixed.
Resolved.
And the guy has been arrested, so good there.
Good, good.
Let's get into the Bob Almanac. It includes an Almanac quiz for Little River Band tickets here today. Today, it's a Friday, of course, hence the train whistle. And it's November 1st, 306th day of the year. Don't forget to fall back.
Yes, tomorrow
night. It's fall back time. Early Sunday morning, the official time of falling back. Like at 1 a.m. or whatever.
I think, yeah, when it's 2 a.m., it's 1 a.m.
Then it goes back to 1 a.m.
Yeah.
1800 on this date. Now, President George Washington may have been the one to lay the cornerstone for the White House, but he didn't get a chance to live in it.
No.
John Adams, the first president to move into the White House. I think the neighbors were looking through their curtains and trying to figure out who the new neighbors were and if they were going to be nice. Do they have kids to play with our kids?
Mm-hmm. I hope their dog doesn't run in our yard and poop.
Do you think they like rap? Are they going to play it loud?
Right.
So that was 1800 on this date. 1894, Billboard Advertising Magazine published for the first time. That's what became known as Billboard.
Okay. And
they handled the Billboard Hot 100 now.
Right.
You know, country, rock, pop, all those musical charts, the Billboard charts. It all started
industry
this
standard.
1894. 1959.
Does it bother your vision, or what are the drawbacks to it?
Well, so far it's been all right, but after doing practices and exhibition games, I never wore it in real competition, you know, so I would really don't know until then how good it is, you know.
That's goalie Jacques Plante for the Montreal Canadiens, and this was the date that he wore a mask in a game for the first time. He had this mask for a while. He had made it to wear in practice, but Toe Blake, the coach of the Canadiens, said, "No goalie of mine is wearing that ugly thing in a game." Mm-hmm. He's kind of an old school guy.
Sure.
And it made him look kind of like an alien. It was really a weird fiberglass thing over his face, but it got the job done. But in this particular game against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, he got hit in the face with a puck, and he went to the locker room, and he told his coach, he goes, "I'll come back out and play, but I need this mask. I won't come and play without the mask," and he went out with the mask. Everybody was just aghast. They'd never seen it before.
Right.
Just how amazing that was.
They thought it was Jason from,
the
Friday, whatever they call it.
Well,
movies.
For those people that had traveled forward in time, who had seen Friday the 13th, you know, later on.
Right.
Whatever,
this
late
was very
70s,
scary
early
for
80s,
them.
Then they went back in time to 1959 to this particular Canadiens-Rangers game.
Right.
Then, yes, those people would have been the ones who thought that it was Jason.
Right.
But 1959, Jacques Plante. 1968.
Very Frenched up.
Very
Thank
Frenched
you.
Up. Well, he was French.
Yes,
as a Canadian.
Was. Yes.
This is George Harrison. And when the trivia question comes up, who was the first Beatle to have the first solo album, first Beatle to have a solo album?
And it was,
it's not Ringo, it's not George, it's not, or it is George, it's not Paul, it's not John, it's George Harrison, because he did the music for the movie Wonderwall. And it's mostly all, he doesn't sing on anything. It's
all
mostly all instrumental, and it's got a lot of those Indian, you know, the sitar, and a lot of those Indian instruments in there. And it was the first LP issued by the new Apple Records, the Beatles' new record company.
Sure.
Issued a George Harrison. Well, we don't know how this is going to go, so let's give George an album to do, and we'll see if it fails.
Just in case it tanks, right?
If it tanks, it won't be a big loss. That's pretty much how they look.
Well, yeah.
All right, hey, let's remember Sergeant Bilko. That was 1968. Let's remember Sergeant Bilko today.
Yes.
Zimmerman, Why did you refuse, Private Zimmerman?
Sir, I dreamed of dying on a battlefield, not on the side of a road.
Private Zimmerman, you can't get killed picking up the mail.
In that jeep, you can get killed just blowing the horn.
Lies! Don't tell me about it. We had that wiring fixed on the defective horns. And don't start discussing brakes either. That scotch tape will hold for days. Why did you have to use that?
Scotch tape on brakes. Good idea. We lost Phil Silvers on this date. Very good at as Sergeant Bilko.
Yes, funny guy.
Glasses, receding hairline.
Right.
Very much a Dick Deacon-esque actor with his look. Certainly, that was a good look back then. You don't
see a lot
of actors on TV now.
No.
With the hairline receding way back, you know, well past parallel.
Right.
And then the glasses and everything, the black rimmed glasses. That was a look back in the day, your TV 50s, 60s, into the 70s. But Phil Silvers died at the age of 73. This date in 1987.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost.
You may know this is the Hank Sr. song, Lost Highway.
Yeah.
Being sung by the group known as the Dalton Brothers.
All the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of...
You know, the Dalton Brothers, that's The Edge, and Bono, that's U2.
Oh.
U2 did this stunt, and they did it in a number of venues,
that's right.
But this was the first time they did it. 1987, they opened for themselves, basically.
Yeah.
And they came out as the Dalton Brothers. This is an Irish band doing American kind of cowboy southern accents and then singing country music. And
it's
a lot
genius.
Of people didn't know right away.
I mean,
obviously, the word got out eventually. But, you know, just kind of doing something a little bit different. Yeah. I'm glad they stuck with the rock music.
Yeah, I think so.
To be honest. But it was in Indianapolis, Indiana, that the Dalton Brothers opened up for U2.
That's 1987. Very clever.
Let's jump ahead to 2017. Good thing there were some trash cans available.
Here's a ground ball right side, could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Cheaters. The Astros were champions, but they also were...
cheaters.
Yeah, they were banging garbage cans, relaying stolen signs from, like, the camera guy out in center field.
Pretty, ingenious method.
It was. And then not only did they have... Who had it? Was it Correa? Who was the guy?
Yeah,
the other guy. He had a little thing on his chest. It wasn't a microphone.
No,
it was an electronic thing that would pulse.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So he would, pulse once, curveball. Pulse twice, fastball.
Right.
Here comes a split finger.
Yeah.
It's three pulses.
Yeah, it was cheater.
Like that,
yeah, I lost all respect.
Yeah, it was
for him.
But
and
you know,
for
they
them.
You know there were some suspensions and everything, but they didn't strip him of the championship.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. That was very noticeable.
Yeah, but he rounded. Yeah, he was coming home.
And they didn't let him take his shirt off.
And his shirt flapped a little bit. You could see
the
wire
stuff,
in there.
Yeah. It's like he was in an episode of Columbo and they
right.
wired him up.
They wired him up.
You know, to go in there and,
infiltrate the bad guys.
An FBI informant. Oh, I'm an FBI informant, but bad things going on in the locker room.
Unbelievable.
I'm wired for sound. I'm mic'd up. That's what they would have said.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Oh, by the way, we are giving away Little River Band tickets here today and
Almanac
Quiz. So
yeah.
please listen as we have birthdays now today.
First time I played with Arnold Palmer, it was in 1957 at Tamashanta in Chicago, and the wind's blowing, and he takes the grass, throws it up in the air, and he doesn't look. So I said, why do you do that? He said, well, the good players do it, so I do it. So
the great Gary Player. South African Hall of Famer. He's 89. I bet you he can easily shoot his age.
The man in black. Yeah, he can. I'm sure he still can.
I bet he's still shooting in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. The man in black stays in great shape.
Yep.
One of those the great guys. He came here and played as part of that, the senior tour and the champions, the tournament, where they'd be playing. And doing the scramble with he and Arnold and Jack and others. Tony Jacklin would come.
He won the career Grand Slam, didn't he? I think he did.
I
think he had all four.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Well, he's that good.
Yeah, he is good.
Really was. And quite a character.
Fine ambassador for the
game.
You
know, those characters don't exist in golf nearly as much, do they?
No.
You know, your Lee Trevinos, your Gary Players, your
Fuzzy Zellers,
Chai Chai Rod Wegueses. Right.
Now you got Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Boring.
They're all pretty stiff.
You
know, they're just out to play and win. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
Don't bother me at all. You know, don't sneeze on my backswing, please.
You're playing a game, pal. Have a little fun. Yeah. Joke around a little bit.
Yeah. Gary Player is 89. But then you also have to say, with the money at stake.
Well, yeah, that's true. They're playing for... But they got so much of it, most of it.
I held you right on the tip of...
Almost as old as Gary Player is Bill Anderson.
Whispering
Bill. Either had the best toupee or the worst hair in country music. If it was a toupee, it's great toupee. If that was his actual hair, horrible.
We had a great visit here on Bob and at the Medina backstage. Very nice man.
When did you have Bill Anderson on the air?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how many years ago that was. It was in advance of a show at the Medina.
Your love on the tip.
So he's 87 today. So many hits, big time. He loved his nudie suits.
Yes, he did.
He had some good ones. Yep. We got a lot of music here today.
Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling.
Speaking of hair.
Yes.
That is not a toupee.
That's lighting a finger in the electric socket.
Because if I had a toupee that looked like that, I'm going back to the toupee company.
Right. He and Don King really perfected the look.
It defies gravity.
It really does.
So, Lyle Lovett, 67 today. And that whole Julia Roberts thing, we still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Cowboy Man, you hear that here on Bob FM.
I think we've
got
play that
in a regular, semi-regular rotation there. Lyle Lovett, 67.
Hi, everybody.
Wake up! Wake up! Charlie's home!
Oh. Grandpa George? Grandma Georgina? Grandma Josephine?
They're all in the same bed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Grandpa Joe! Is this your supper, Grandpa?
Well, it's yours too, Charlie.
I'm fed up with cabbage water. It's not enough!
Cabbage water.
Oh, boy.
It's not even good enough to be called soup.
No.
It's cabbage water. They were a little destitute there. They had is it all four of the grandparents? The maternal and the paternal grandparents are sharing the same double bed.
Yeah, it's a little cozy.
Yeah, it is.
You probably can buy cabbage water now at the store for $3 a bottle. They have cucumber water.
Yes, it's probably very healthy.
It probably is.
Maybe not as nutritious as you would want it to be. I'm sensing low on the protein scale.
Probably.
But that's Peter Ostrom playing Charlie in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie. Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't the original title of the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah,
but they went... They based it more towards Willy Wonka, I think, when they did the movie in 1971. And why not? Because it's Gene Wilder.
I
would have, too, because he was just genius.
He was great.
In that role here today. So that's Peter Ostrom. How old do you think Charlie is? He's looking for the golden ticket and the whole deal and the gobstopper.
That was 71. He's got to be close to my age.
He's 67 years old.
I drive on the streets because she's my
singer, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Shoney can really sing here with this tune. And I just heard this song yesterday, and then his birthday pops up. Oh, and that's uncanny.
It is.
Anthony
that happens
Kiedis.
A lot.
Anthony Kiedis, 62.
Now that is a lie.
You've heard this song, right? Under the Bridge?
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't ever want to feel.
We had to get to the hook. We usually give you more than the hook. That's our promise to you, the listener, here of the Bob Almanac. More music. Anthony Kiedis is 62, and Rick Allen, 61. About 1984, he got into a car accident and lost his arm. This wasn't a shark like what's her name the other day.
Yeah.
This is a car accident.
Whatever. So he's a one-armed drummer.
He is. And pretty good.
He does well still.
Rick Allen is 61. Death Leopard, he's in there. How about some country music here?
Well, we flew through Cincinnati, and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that Skyline Chili along the way.
Oh, yeah, Skyline Chili is not worth the time or the money. It's not good.
They
put it on spaghetti.
Oh. And the party started happening.
It's not warm. It's cold. It's room temperature at best.
We ran into
sounds like cabbage water.
This is Big Kenny.
Okay.
I'd rather have cabbage water.
You're right.
And we're coming to your city.
Big and Rich, Big Kenny of Big and Rich. 61, our rapper of the day is Willie D. Willie D, member of the Ghetto Boys, Neil.
Sure.
Don't you have their poster up on the wall in your room?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I would.
As I pray that you will hold me dear.
It's almost all singers.
We like singers.
Sophie B. Hawkins.
Okay.
Into the sky, and I
don't know how you be a Hawkins, but she's one.
I don't remember
you be
this.
A Hawkins. As I lay me down to sleep.
Okay.
Hey, once we get to the hook, you'll enjoy it and know it. Sophie B. Hawkins is 60 here today. I'll get to it here. I don't think I queued it up in the right place. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Sophie B. Hawkins. How about Bo Bice?
What goes up must come down.
Took over for David Clayton Thomas when he could no longer sing there with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
And understandably so when you hear that.
Yeah. Got some chops.
He was an American Idol guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he lost to Carrie Underwood.
Oh, well, if you're going to lose.
Right. And he's
good company.
49.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And all you fellas, leave your girl with her friends.
This I don't know.
11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping.
It's Destiny's Child. Heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Beyonce?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Okay, so this isn't Beyonce, but it's one of the other founding members of Destiny's Child. The greatest selling girl group in the history of music.
Wow.
Even bigger than the Supremes, Neil.
Wow.
Destiny's Child, Latavia Roberson, a founding member of Destiny's Child. Happy birthday to her today. 43 already. They had a falling out, though. There were some money things because what's her name's dad was like the manager, I think it was. Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. So they said, that's it? That's
it. Yeah, they kind of split there eventually. But she was part of that song because the club is jumping, jumping.
Okay. I got it. I enjoyed it. Marginally, we'll say. Gone but not forgotten.
That's more than usual.
Yeah, it's pretty good. A sports writer, Grantlin Rice, we're going to start with. He was born on this day, 1880. He was the guy who coined the Notre Dame backfield, the Four Horsemen. And they were good. 1924-25, sports writer Grantlin Rice, 1880. He was Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. You remember the Battle of the Green Beret, I'll bet.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die.
That's good music right there.
Men who mean...
You know, I don't think Rick Allen could do that on a snare drum with one arm.
Of brave men.
That'd have been tough.
Of the Green Beret.
That's probably a hard thing.
I always feel like I should salute, even though I never served, when I hear that song. Army Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler also wrote and sang the Ballad of the Green Berets there in 1940. He gave us a magazine that I never watched, I never looked at, Larry Flint. And then they made a movie out of him, remember? And didn't Woody Harrelson play the
Something lead? Versus Larry Flint, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yes. He was born on this day, 1942. We loved her as in several roles, especially on when she played Carol on the Bob Newhart show. She was fantastic. Marcia Wallace, 1942.
Did you mention the name of the magazine that he published?
Oh, it's Hustler.
Hustler, yes. Yeah. Now this.
Carol, I'm sorry. I just cannot let you go. These bills have to get out.
Jerry, Mr. Pierre is waiting for me.
You can pick up your car later.
Mr. Pierre is not a mechanic. He is a hairdresser.
If he does your hair, he's a mechanic.
Oh, Jerry the dentist there.
Singer. Very nice. Marcia Wallace there is Carol. Well, born on this day, 1942. Rick Gretsch, he was with I remember the name from Traffic, Blind Faith, and others, 1946.
But did you mention that that clip was from the Bob Newhart show?
Well, I did say she was Carol from Bob Newhart show.
There you go. Yeah. That's all we need then.
And one of the founding trio of the group America, the one that is gone, and that is Dan Peek.
This is for all the lonely people thinking that life is
great voice. I bet he did Sister Golden here too.
Jerry Beckley.
Yeah.
Because you had Dewey Bunnell, Jerry Beckley, and they three guys in the band, and they all sang lead on at least one of the hits.
Yeah, pretty impressive. We lost him, sadly, already. Dan Peek was born on this day, 1950. One of the co-founders of the group Cool and the Bell is Ronald Bell. Cool and the Gang, I should say.
Tim on saxophone there.
Nice.
Oh, yes, it's late tonight.
So his brother was Robert Bell, which is, he was Robert Cool Bell.
Cool.
And that's where you get the cool from.
Yeah. So Cool and the Gang, Ronald Bell, was born on this day in 1951. And our... so good. Gone rapper of the day is Lil Peep. Lil Peep, he became known for his
bow.
His Hellboy and Live Forever. He didn't, sadly. Born on this day, 1996, and already gone, but not forgotten.
And I know the road to riches.
Little Air Supply on today's Almanac.
You're one of your faves.
Of course, saw him at the Medina.
Yeah.
I rushed there after a football game to get there to see him.
I remember that.
But it's not an Air Supply birthday. It's Jim Steinman, who was a songwriter, producer, arranger. He did all the Meatloaf songs. And he did...
you can kind of hear it here a little bit.
You hear Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. All these operatic kind of multiple movement pop songs. This song was originally going to be a Meatloaf song. Turned it down. Bonnie Tyler turned it down. Air Supply said, "We'll do it. We'll do it. We need a hit."
That was a good move.
So Jim Steinman passed away 3 years ago, born this date in 47. And again, wrestling, your staff continues to struggle with.
Now, I don't care if you're sweeping streets, if you're cleaning subways, or if you're in a field someplace, or institutionalized for the rest of your life for the terminally bewildered because your mind is gone. I don't care about you. I can't stand you. Matter of fact, I hate you. Those are pretty strong words.
Terminally bewildered.
Bobby Heenan. Bobby the Brain. Some called him the Weasel. Born this date, 1944. Died in 2017.
Certainly one of the great interviewers of all time.
Yes, and great commentator.
Yeah.
His promos, but it's the best. There's never been a better manager.
No.
He was the best manager ever.
Yeah.
The Heenan family. Bobby the Brain Heenan, 1944. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, here comes the Almanac quiz here today. And with today's Almanac quiz question, Neil Freeman. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm terminally bewildered.
You're terminally bewildered. I got it here. 1985 here this date. Sergeant Bilko on that television show.
Right.
We commemorated the death of Phil Silvers, who played Sergeant Bilko. And in that episode, they were having problems with the Jeeps down in the motor pool, keeping them held together, and they weren't running, and they were basically a threat to life and limb.
Yes.
No pun intended, Rick Allen.
Yeah, oops.
But they were a threat to life and limb. And there's a problem on this one Jeep with the brakes. How did Sergeant Bilko keep those brakes going?
What
did he use? He used a certain item, a certain product.
For days.
For days.
Yeah, it would be good.
To keep the brakes working.
Yeah.
What was that product?
That was good.
And 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. The first person to call in with the correct answer wins a pair of tickets. Little River Band, November 9th at the Medina.
LRB.
Yeah, and certainly good luck to you. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Earl Thomas Conley?
No, I'm going to finish with him.
What I'd say.
We're going to have to delete
that. Oh, okay, we'll take him out. You're going to probably do your
Friday anthem.
Finally Friday. So let's insert Patti Loveless halfway down.
Ooh.
Or we could go with Sarah Evans, Born to Fly. Or Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's go Sarah Evans then.
Good luck.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany.